Almost 100 years ago, two young girls were enjoying their summer on Harsin's Island. That's a popular recreational destination on Michigan's St. Clair River between Detroit and Port Huron. On a whim, they scrawled a note, stuck it in a glass bottle, corked it, and threw it in the river. Early last month, Bernard Licata, president of the Harsin's Island St. Clair Flats Historical Society, was contacted about the bottle after a diver discovered it. What happened next was a whirlwind of emotion and media attention. Bernard Licata joins us now to discuss this remarkable piece of Michigan history. Welcome, Bernard.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Glad to have you on the program. To start, why don't you briefly explain how this discovery found its way to you?
Well, it's a long short story. My wife Nancy and I were in the museum here on Harsin's Island, our little museum, on the first Sunday in June, greeting guests and so forth. And this couple came in from, I believe it was West Bloomfield, and I wasn't paying attention, but they were talking to my wife about some divers that had found a bottle near the Tajmoo dock, and it had a message in it, and I kind of listened to the conversation and almost thought, well, this is just another story, an old message in a bottle. So that evening I wrote an email to the dive shop that they mentioned, and 3 days later they hadn't responded. So on Thursday that week, I phoned, talked to a gentleman named David Leander, and explained who I was, and asked him about the bottle. And he said, I'm the diver that found the bottle, and it's in my shop. So we made arrangements to go see it and take photographs of it. And in meeting with his wife, Pam, we discovered that this bottle had been found in June of 2012. And when it was brought up, it was lodged in the bottom of the river, in the mud, upside down. And when they brought it up, the pressure change caused it to leak a little bit. They immediately popped the cork, took it to their car or truck, and turned on the air conditioning and dried it out, and put a new cork in it and brought it to the shop. Well, the thing has survived 100 years. It's written in pencil.
What did the note say? And it was legible then?
It was completely legible.
Okay.
And we took photographs of it. In fact, most of the photos that you see in the newspapers are photos that I took in the shop that day.
Okay. What did the note say?
The note had two names on it. It had Selena Promstaller, Detroit, her address on Wabash Street in Detroit, Michigan, and Tilly Esper, and her address on Mabry Grand, written in longhand, Detroit, Michigan. And below that it had written, "Having a good time at Tajmoo," and it was dated June 30th, 1915.
And can you describe what was going on at Harsin's Island back then? What most likely were these women were vacationing then? Is that it?
Right. Well, back at the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s, when the Tajmoo steamer or the White Star Line built the Tajmoo steamer specifically to make the run from Detroit to Port Huron and carry passengers. Back then, the main mode of transportation was the waterways. St. Clair River was the I-94 of yesteryear. And the White Star Line attracted people to the island by building a park here. They bought some land, built an amusement park where they had gambling and they had dancing. They had a dance hall that had a 10,000-square-foot open space to dance. It was quite a place.
Summer destination.
Summer destination.
Yeah.
There were cottages. There were hotels. There were hotels that could serve 500 people in the dining room.
Wow. You made contact with the families of the women who wrote this, Selena and Tilly, back in 1915, and that has led to a reunion of sorts. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, when we met with David at the dive shop, I had informed him that we were doing a new event here on the island. The Historical Society was sponsoring an event that was to replicate many of the things that happened a century ago. Come have some fun on Harson's Island. We organized gambling and dancing and music and so on and so forth. Invited our First Nations neighbors and American Indians to come and share their culture as they did 100 years ago. And I asked David and his wife Pam if it would be acceptable if I wrote a letter to the media asking if there was a possibility that we could find some of the descendants of these two young ladies and invite them to the event, to the celebration. Well, I wrote the letter, sent it to the media on Thursday evening that week. On Monday morning, Neil Rubin of the Detroit News and then Christina Hall of the Detroit Free Press had both written articles. By Tuesday morning, immediately after this first article went in the paper, I received an email at 7 o'clock in the morning from a gentleman who said, "My name is Eric Scheibold, and I am the grandson of Tilly Esper." So I was excited, and I thought we were maybe going to find a few relatives. It's exploded. In any case, I called him a few moments later, and he was all excited. He said, "I've got my cousin Janet on the other line. Stand by. I'll hook her in with us." And he did. And we had a conversation, and they were both excited to hear this news, that there was actually a real message, and it was in a bottle and had been preserved for 100 years from his grandmother.
How many people like Eric then have you connected with, have you heard from so far?
Well, the most interesting one was Thursday that week. I received a call Thursday evening, and a lady on the line said, "Mr. Licata, my name is Patricia Leone." She said, "I live in Delaware, and I am Tilly Esper's daughter. I'm 88 years old."
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
What a moment. That is something else.
Yes, it was pretty exciting. In any case, since then, what's happened is this story has hit the not only the national news, but the international news. We've received emails and phone calls from New York for the London Daily News, for emails from Germany, from Der Spiegel, I believe it was. We're receiving phone calls from many, many places wanting to know more.
That's extraordinary. Finish your thought.
And what's happened is, as a result of that, we probably have 50 or 60 of the relatives and direct, descendants of these two young ladies. Interesting fact is that Tilly Esper had 9 children and 32 grandchildren. There are 2 children left, this Patricia and her sister, who is in a nursing home. Selena had 1 child, and a child named Elizabeth Marie, I believe, and there are descendants of Elizabeth Marie showing up as well.
Great.
So it's pretty exciting. We also received a call from the nephews and relatives of the last captain of the Tashmoosh steamer.
How interesting. We've got to leave it there, Bernard, but we appreciate your sharing this incredible story with us, and we hope you have a great event this weekend. Bernard Licata is president of the Harson's Island St. Clair Flats Historical Society. Tashmoosh Days take place this Saturday on the island. Thanks for joining us, Bernard.
Thank you, sir.